You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special edition of Saxon's Creed. This would go under the fireside chat category, but the name of this particular show, unless it goes to more than this show, is extremely important. It's taken me a long time to realize this, and I'll explain to you how it has all taken place. I think that you're going to be blown away today. I mean, I am blown away by this. I don't know what you will do or what you will think. This is called the Truth About the Truth Movement. I just finished the book on Saxon's Creed, The Watchtower and the Masons by Fritz Springmeier, as you know. And now going into the next book, which is Be Wise as Serpents. I've also read almost all of Bloodlines of the Illuminati, which is another Fritz Springmeier book that is loaded with information. This fellow has brought out quite an amount of information. But in your search for the truth, I was speaking with a sister today, and she discussed how she started looking for the truth. Of course, the Bible was important and is important and always will be. But she had gone through the same things that I had gone through, and many of you have gone through, if not all of you. Let's put it this way, and this is my view of what I've discovered. You can take it, or you can leave it, but I think that you won't leave it. I think you're going to understand what I'm telling you here today. I told you that a friend of mine said, you should listen to this show tonight. This fellow's going to be on and he's going to talk about 9/11. Now listen, I've always been into the truth. I've always been accused of speaking the truth, and that's being negative, as you all have heard in the past and in your own lives. If you speak the truth, you're being negative, in case you didn't know that. That's just not, doesn't leave people with a positive feeling, you see. And it's all about feelings, as I've told you, right? So, this show is an off-the-cuff show. I've written down some names so I can go through them, but that's about the extent of it. The rest, and also we do have a little article here to prove to you about something that is going to connect so many dots, it's just not even funny. So let me explain to you. You probably have gone through these same people. Why did this happen? Why did I come across Alex Jones? Or why did I come across any of these people? Because they were there, they were visible, and they were deliberately there and visible. You understand what I'm saying? The way I explained it to the sister is, there's many that have come up and shot up in the truth movement, like Adam Green and Roger Stone and all these different people, right? They shot right up. I don't know about Roger Stone, but I know he's a Jew. I'm 100% positive of that. And I don't really need to explain that. When somebody wrote me about Roger Stone, I said, Stone is a Jew name. Probably his real name is Stein. If you go look at a picture of him, especially when he's young, you'll know right away if you've got Judar, and that's not to be confused with Judah. So I came across Alex Jones because a friend said to me, I listened to this show Coast to Coast with George Norrie. And this kind of a show is one of the most popular shows in the world. It was Art Bell originally. And the name Bell, I don't have to tell you. If you look at Art Bell, he's creepy. He's a race mixer, too. And so are many of these people. And so when you look at him, you know that something's wrong. Let me tell you what the purpose of Coast to Coast is. Coast to Coast is for people that like to listen to a nighttime show, and what they want to do is something I've explained to you before. They wanted to link up conspiracy theories, or really conspiracy facts, with alien lunatic knowledge and other kinds of fringe craziness. Because they wanted people to think that anybody that believes that there could be a conspiracy against mankind and God, Yahweh himself, you're an idiot. You're a mental case. You believe in aliens. You're a nutbag. You're nutso. You see, that's the purpose of linking them up. You say, Dave, I don't agree. Well, why don't you agree? It's very simple. The conspiracies that have been talked about over the last 100 or even 1,000 years that have been conspiracy so-called theories have come true. Right? All these things that they said was just a conspiracy theory and it's that some nut thought this up and they're out of their minds and let us not entertain any conspiracy theories about 9/11 and all these things. What they really mean is let us not discuss any facts. So listen, because this New World Order or these Jews or whatever you want to call them, because that's what they are. The New World Order is for the Jews, and it is the Jews, and it's for Jewish world domination, control. It's the devil's offspring. Since he offered the kingdoms to Yeshua, and Yeshua said, no way, Jose. So he gave the kingdoms to his children. They don't own the kingdoms, but they've got us all under a stranglehold. Just understand that. Through religion, through the money system, through democracy, which is the form of government they chose, etc., etc. So, as I think about this, you see, I listened to the show. I decided I'd listen to that Coast to Coast show, and it intrigued me. It gave me some fodder. It gave me some reason to look into the matter. And rightly so, as you well know. Now, I've explained to you this in the past. You know how I told you that the Father doesn't allow me to be deceived as far. I mean, I'm sure I'm being deceived in some ways. Everybody is, right? But I'm telling you, I almost never get deceived by the. Within 2 weeks, I knew what Alex Jones was. And matter of fact, it didn't even take 2 weeks, but I gave him 2 weeks. I knew something was wrong. I realized he was a fear-monger. And I didn't quite believe he was legitimate, let's say. So, after I studied 9/11 for a while, I'm sure you did the same thing, and you found out that, you know, I had been searching for many things. I spoke to Eustace Mullins. I looked into this. I looked into that. I read my Bible. I did research. I bought some books. And I came across Eustace's information. And I was listening to William Cooper. who I learned a lot of things from. Wait till I tell you, though. So, before I go away from Art Bell and George Norrie, let me just put this to you so you'll understand this very quickly. Not only are these people creatures of the night, but George Norrie's book that he wrote is called Worker in the Light. Those of you that listen to my show, you must be laughing right now, or at least smiling. Worker in the Light. Isn't it funny that he works at nighttime, but he writes a book called Worker in the Light? Yes. I know that the gears are working in your mind right now. They can't be. I mean, they could not be working. They have to be working. There's no way they could not be working, is what I'm trying to say, if I could spit it out. So, you came across, the same as I did, you came across Guy Carr. You came across Benjamin Freeman's talk at the hotel. You came across Myron Fagan. And when I say you, I believe you did too, because we all searched for these things. These things were put up there for you to find. Like I've told you, they want you to know about the Illuminati. Because the Illuminati is still a visible element, even though the Illuminati are the Jews and they have been invisible for a long time. The externalization of the hierarchy has come due. And so they no longer mind bringing the Illuminati to light. Which brings me to an interesting thing I should say to you before we go on. I had thoughts today and I said, I've never thought of this before, but it is very, very interesting. You see, without Benjamin Franklin discovering lightning, we wouldn't have had electricity. Electricity, this devil fell from the sky with lightning. Do you understand? I know the gears are moving around. So, of course, you know, I am capable of original thought, I believe. And this is an original thought of mine. Benjamin Franklin is a typified Prometheus, a typified devil. He brought the torch of illumination to mankind. Or supposedly, if that's true, that he really discovered electricity. I want you to think about, without electricity, could Big Brother exist? No way. Isn't that interesting? But all these people that are in the New Age or in Freemasonry or in, they're all searching for the light and they wish to be illuminated. And the only way you can illuminate that light bulb, as far as I know, is through electricity, in a sense, some kind of energy, and it came from lightning. And the devil fell like lightning. I'm letting that sink into your head right now. You understand they all want to become illuminated because they're in the dark like George Norrie? And now they've become workers in the light? Very interesting, isn't it? You know, I could have never done a show like this even 3 or 4 years ago because I've learned so much. But today was the crux, and I'm sure there's more I'm going to learn. No, I didn't learn this from reading an article. I read this from thinking. I tried to tell you that it's important for you to take time to think. Without lightning, without the electricity, there would be no operations on the table with the conveniences of science. There would be no man becoming God, so to speak. Because this is the promise from the garden. I told you, let's connect all the dots. 2001 A Space Odyssey again. Remember the monolith? When you touch the monolith, you become illuminated. You start your journey to becoming a god, which was the promise in the garden to Eve. And all of these people are seeking light. Now, is it not interesting that Jesus Christ is the light that lights all the men's eyes in the world? In other words, he is the light. He told us that we are the light. And God, Yahweh himself, emanates light from himself. As a matter of fact, in his kingdom, we will not need the sun anymore because he will be the light of the kingdom. So is it not interesting that all these Antichrist devils are seeking light? But they're in the darkness, seeking a light that is not the best light of all, the pure light of all, the most wonderful light there could ever be. No, they're seeking the light bringer, Lucifer, who's a worker in the light, but yet he's that shadow on the wall at the end of the Death Wish movie, you see? The spiritual king of the world. See, when we talk about the spiritual king of the world, you would think that was Jesus, because there's no other king but Jesus. You know, the Father is the king of kings, really. But you understand what I'm saying? This devil said he would be like the Most High. He didn't say he would be the Most High because he knows he couldn't be. And I've repeated this before, but I will repeat it again for those that don't know that I've said these things. This is from the scriptures. And I believe it's Isaiah chapter 14, the 5-point plan of the devil. The last thing he said is, I will be like the Most High. See, he's the spiritual king of this world. He's the God of all these religions. He's the light that they're seeking. But what did I tell you about Lucifer's light? If you watched A Space Odyssey, 2001 A Space Odyssey, you'll know that Dave was going down corridors of light on his way to becoming God. He was being reborn. He was in a bed, and then you saw him as a baby. He was being reborn, which is a typification of being born again, which is a lie. It's a doctrine of devils. You have to realize all the things that are there for you. I want to explain something that there's so many things I have to say. I wanted to get this thought out to you. See, you understand now that they all are seeking light. But down those corridors that he was going down, I got to finish that. These were distortions of light, different frequencies of light, unpure light, distorted light. This is the light that they are seeking. Rather, if they were really true in their journeys, let's say, they would be seeking the Father. Because the Father is the ultimate light, the true light, the pure light. But no, they're not seeking the Father. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. They're seeking somebody who claimed they'd be like the Father. And his light they are seeking. As a matter of fact, they worship the sun god. But there will be no sun in Yahweh's kingdom. There's no need for it. Ironic, isn't it? So, let's say you are starting to believe what you're hearing out there in the truth movement. You finally say to yourself, listen, I know something's wrong with this world. And I'm starting to believe in God. And I want to pursue being with God. So I'm going to join a Christian church, so to speak, in this world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a trap. You see, they've got it set for you so that even when you come to the... Now listen, I'm not saying the Father can't override anything. He overrode it with me and he's overridden it with several people. But generally speaking, you think about what I'm saying. The Jewish version of Christianity and Catholicism, which is Babylonian Christianity, etc., etc., it's all pagan. It's all, whether it's Judeo-Christianity, it's pagan. Whether it's Hinduism, it's pagan. Whether it's Muslim nonsense, it's the same thing. Do you understand what I'm telling you? This is amazing what I'm saying. This is something that is, I mean, this message is just already, as far as I'm concerned, packed with totally useful information. You see, I want you to succeed. If you want to believe in the Father and you want to pursue the truth in the scriptures and so on and so forth, the last thing I want you to do is to be trapped into Judeo-Christianity, or to be trapped into the New Age movement, or to be trapped into Freemasonry, or to be trapped in the Jehovah's Witnesses, or the Mormons. Many Mormons, from what I understand, that have joined the church, a good percentage of them had never been in any church at all, and they were doing magic and frightened these people away from Christianity. We'll get to that later when we study the Mormons and so on and so forth. But what I'm telling you is, you've got to be very careful. You don't need to fear. You don't need to worry. You need to contact the Father. Speak to him. Tell him you want to have a relationship with him. Tell him you don't want to be deceived. Ask him to protect you from this deception. And I believe he will. He will answer your questions. And things take time. I don't know what I know. And I know hardly anything compared to, you know, there's a lot of people that know a lot of things. I'm not a know-it-all. But I know a little about a lot of things. How's that? And some other things I know a lot about. But I'm no know-it-all, and neither is any man. But I will tell you this. It's a trap. The religions of this world are a trap. Am I trying to destroy Christianity by doing this? No. Christianity was destroyed a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen. Are you just realizing that now? Christianity has been taken over. It's been destroyed. It's always been part of the devil. Got a hold of it immediately. Now, the Father can overcome any of those things, but you need to be seeking a relationship with the Father, not a religion. I remember, I want to just say this before I go on, is I was told back in the days of Judeo-Christianity that I needed to be under the authority of a man. Now, I don't see that in the Bible anywhere, in the scriptures. Nevertheless, they told me that. I knew it wasn't right, because they should have told me I need to be under the authority of the Father in Jesus Christ, you see, the Word of God, you see. But they want to usurp this authority. They want to become a mediator between us and the Father, rather than letting the Word of God or Yeshua be the mediator between us and the Father. As you've seen with the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Masons, etc., 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 etc. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. I know you know that you didn't know I was gone. My computer just, because this was such an important message, my computer ran into a problem. And the blue screen came up, which never happens. And it had to be restarted. Jeez, that's very interesting, just as I'm telling you these important things. Anyway, what you must realize is you must realize that if you're going to have a relationship with the Father and you want to be under His protection, if you're going to be speaking the truth and all these kinds of things, you'll need the Father's protection. And you want to make sure that you have a relationship with Him. Yes, His Son is Him. We are His sons. See, Adam was the son of God. Yeshua said He was the Son of Man. Anyhow, but He was God in the flesh. He was Yahweh in the flesh. He's part of the Father. I do not deny the deity of Christ whatsoever, like the Antichrist does. So, these particular names, for instance, you've got Benjamin Friedman and Guy Carr, you know, Pawns in the Game, and Satan, his book about Satan. Now, these are things in the truth movement that were put up in the past so you could check them out. And, of course, Robert Edward Edmondson and Elizabeth Dilling. And then you can go even further and further behind in the past there. You've got that Maurice Pinet book. You've got a lot of different truth tellers that are really telling the truth. But this current modern movement that actually they put Benjamin Friedman and they put Myron Fagan in there, and Anthony Hilder was there with Myron Fagan. Notice how his name is very close to Hitler, Anthony Hilder, right? I've never seen anyone on a bigger ego trip than Anthony Hilder. He's sort of disappeared now. So at first he was with Myron Fagan recording the Illuminati 3-record set in, I think it was the 60s or early 70s. In 61, you had Benjamin Friedman. And I want to mention this for those that haven't heard this. When I spoke with Eustace Mullins, I mentioned this Benjamin Friedman thing at the hotel. He says, "Oh yeah, I knew that was BS right away." And I'm saying to myself, what is he talking about? That was some pretty hot information right there. What I didn't know at the time is somebody deliberately cut the end off of that program because they didn't want you to know what happened at the end. That's where it was all revealed. Remember I told you you have to listen to things to the end? And usually at the end is where you will find these things. Like David Icke, I told you. That was another one I came across. Everybody has. This guy wants you to pay $40 or $60 for one of his hour-long or hour-and-a-half-long presentations. This fellow would tell you many truths, but at the end he dissed Jesus Christ, of course. So I knew who he was immediately, and I nixed him off the list. See, he was put up there for us to discover. And there's money to be made off people that want to know the truth. And so Jews get involved in the truth movement because there's lots of money to be made while they can feed you with propaganda and feed you with disinformation, as well as tell truths about things that are no longer important to them. So Benjamin Friedman, I found out later, I found the full recording. This was just a few years ago. And when I heard the end of it, I understood what Eustace was telling me. Because at the end of it, Benjamin Friedman said there were good Jews. And he talked about how most of Jewry are these Khazarians. And he was saying, I can bring up a lot of good rabbis and all these things he's saying at the end of the recording. And the whole thing to teach you was he told you all of this truth. At least it seems to be pretty much the truth. But then he came to the end, and after he gained your confidence that he was a truth teller, he told you that there were good Jews. And he tried to tell you that the Khazarian Jews aren't real Jews at all. Those are both lies. You see, this is what it's all about. So Eustace knew it was BS right away. But if you just heard the recording I had heard previously, I said to myself, I don't know what he's talking about. So you have all these characters. William Cooper. I learned a lot from William Cooper. But I've just found out something about William Cooper that absolutely blows me away. I would have never known this if I hadn't delved into Fritz Springmeier. This is the crux of this message, ladies and gentlemen, in a sense that you must realize that things are not always what they seem. Right? One of the things I will tell you about Fritz Springmeier is he's telling a whole lot of truth. More truth this fellow has put out than any other man I've ever heard of, except Jesus Christ himself. In the sense of he's done all these huge books and he's done an expose on mind control, two or three books, you know, one with Cisco Wheeler, and different things there. I mean, this, the bloodlines of the Illuminati, this is more than one man's capability as far as I'm concerned. And I'll explain this to you in a while. But one thing I notice about Fritz Springmeier is he's the one that told me about, not personally, I've never met him or talked to him, but he told me that through his presentations, that disinformationalists will give you 90% truth and then feed in the lie, which is exactly the truth. Now, you could barter with 89% or something if you wanted to. I'm just saying that's a rough go at it, okay? What Fritz Springmeier does, it seems to me, in this Be Wise as Serpent book here, he likes to keep feeding in that Hitler's evil. And the German people and a lot of this evil comes from Germany and Hitler's into Madame Blavatsky and all these things that are alleged that nobody knows is true. Yet this man tells a lot of truth that I believe is true. You understand what I mean? But I notice the technique is he doesn't do a chapter on Hitler. He feeds it through the information as he goes along. If he's talking about the Watchtower and the Masons, or if he's talking about the Mormons, or if he's always somewhere in there, Hitler's evil. Hitler is into witchcraft or magic, or Hitler did this or Hitler did that, and this German, you know. So, as I had told you before, the purpose of all these people that you see up here in the truth movement, the all these names, Alex Joneses, the Bill Coopers, this fellow, the diamond merchant there, Eric von Phelps, whatever his, you know what I mean? He writes this Vatican assassin thing. All these people are put up to divert you from who's really doing this, who's really, they're keeping you busy with the tentacles of this beast or the heads, while they're not telling you who the real beast is. Some will mention the Jews. Even Fritz will mention that Jews do this and Jews do that. But just remember this. Ralph Epperson, another one, came out at the same time. See, it's not, they're not Jews. This is what they're trying to tell you. They are people that don't ascribe to that wonderful religion known as Judaism. They've given up that wonderful religion of Judaism. And they're into this New Age world religion, which is exactly the same as Judaism, you see? So, this is a technique in teaching. And so what I've realized, here's what I've come to realize here. That you came upon these people because they were visible. They were put up there for you to come across them. They wanted you, Dan Brown, the Merovingian bloodline, the books that he wrote, right? They wanted you to know about the Illuminati, but they didn't want you to know about the Jews. They wanted you to know about the Catholics, but they didn't want you to know about the Jews. They wanted you to know about Freemasonry, but they didn't want you to know about the Jews. The problem is that as we sought the truth, we all came to the conclusion that the same thing Eustace told me, that no matter what conspiracy he looked into, the same names came up. Henry Morgenthau, Felix Frankfurter, all these Jewish names. Brandeis. All the different Jewish names came up in all the conspiracies. And he's right. You see, if I thought for a minute he was wrong, I would say to you, he's not correct about that. But you see, he is correct about that. If it's the money conspiracy, if it's the medical conspiracy, any of these things, you will come up. You cannot come to any other conclusion. There is no other conclusion. Yes, the Freemasons are doing it. Yes, the Catholics are doing it. These are all proxies of the Jews. Yes, the American military and the British military are doing it. Yes. Yes, the Catholic Church is doing it. Yes, the rabbis are doing it. Yes, the New Age movement is doing it. Yes, the Hindus are doing it. Yes, the government is doing it. But these are all proxies of the head, the Jew, who is the offspring of the devil himself, the literal offspring. See, not a spiritual offspring like they try to give you this nonsense about spiritual Israel and nonsense like that. These are doctrines of devils. You're either the seed line of Abraham or you're not. You can't just say, well, I'm the spiritual seed of Abraham. No, there's no such thing. So, these different people always, I told you about Deagle. I'll put that up on BitChute soon. It's a very short video, and it's from the end of one of his videos, and you will see him saying the things about Freemasonry. He's another Truth Movement fellow. He sells a lot of products. I don't even know if he's still around or anything like that. I left all these people in the dust. Then you have Alan Watt, too, right? Alan Watt took my place on EFR, took my spot. They put him in there. And Alan Watt is the type of a fellow that's been, he's read about 5 books and he's been talking about the same things for the last however many years he's been talking about these things. Never gets any deeper into it. It's the same jargon. It's the same 5 books. It's the same rigmarole. And then he ends his show, and I want you to get this. To your God or your gods. That's how he ends his show. Need I say any more? I mean, he really wants to keep it universal, doesn't he? He doesn't want to just include the people that love God, Yahweh. He wants to include all the rest of the people that have gods. You think on that for a while. I left that feller in the dust, too, a long time ago. So all these different names. Now, where does Hildur go from there? Hildur goes and he links up with another faker, Jordan Maxwell. And Jordan Maxwell is one of the biggest fakes you'll ever come across. I have an article here and I want to read some of it for you so you'll know. Now, I have Blavatsky's books. And I haven't had the time to read them and this and that. So I have to take this as hearsay for the time being, but I did hear this years ago. The name Jordan Maxwell is not his real name. I forget what his real name is. It's on the tip of my tongue, but it's not that important. What's more important is that Jordanius Maximus is a character in Blavatsky's books. Jordanius Maximus. Jordan Maxwell also talked about how aliens have contacted him when he was a child on the back porch and all kinds of things. So he fit in well with George Norrie and Art Bell in trying to link the truth movement with the conspiracies. Because Jordan would tell you about the justice system and he might tell you a few facts. And of course, he will tell you plenty of lies too. It's very easy to see the lies that Jordan tells. Jordan is not, he's one of the biggest fakers of all. And of course, supposedly Bill Cooper, he did have an interview with Jordanius Maximus. And so they came out and they lied to you and they taught you the mystery religions while they were pretending. See, they really want to destroy Christianity and bring you to the one world religion. But of course, they're doing it in the truth movement. You see, there's a feller that was interviewed. He's a Buddhist that was interviewed by Eli James. And Eli James was calling this Buddhist brother and everything. I'm trying to think of the guy's name right now. It's not that important. You know who it is. This fellow joined the truth movement, and he's telling some truth, but his purpose is to convert you into Buddhism and bring you into the one world religion. You understand what I'm saying? The truth movement is a honey trap as far as I'm concerned. What is the purpose of the truth movement? Why did they want to find out if you love the truth? Why did they want to find you? They're gathering our names. Does that mean I'm in fear about it? I couldn't care less. Gather all you want. The Father's going to gather up the tares and bundle them up and burn them. I'd be more worried about that if I were a tare. Yes, they knew the biblical people would be into truth. Well, then again, maybe not so. But they wanted to find who all would be an adversary towards them. You see, because the Jew is anti-truth. The Jew is anti-Christ. Christ, the Word of God, is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. They are anti-life, they are anti-truth, and they are anti-the way of the Father. They're into the wide road that leads to destruction. They know that they're only on that road. They can never get on the road that leads to eternal life. So they are anti-Christ, they're anti-word, they're anti-truth. So anybody that believes in the truth, including Jesus Christ in his day, and the disciples, etc., etc., they wish to expunge. Now, they just want to expunge all white men anyway, but especially people that know the truth and can identify and testify against these people. Oh, no, they don't have to worry if the world court will bring them in and we would testify. It just means that as I'm speaking to you right now, I'm testifying. I've been testifying for quite some time. And it didn't take any testosterone. Or did it? Just a little funny thing there for you there. Now, think about what I'm telling you. So they figured I can make money off the truth movement. I can put all these Jews in the truth movement, and people won't know that a guy named Roger Stone is, as long as he's telling the truth, he must be in the truth movement, right? They won't know, because the goyim, these non-Jews, are stupid, aren't they? They couldn't figure it out, because us Jews are so smart, they say. They wish they were that smart. But you see, they do make money off of it. Did you notice how, I was saying this to my friend today, did you notice how I'm practically invisible in the truth movement? I don't think anybody knows about me practically. I mean, you know, the people that know about me, but you haven't seen me rise up like a, you know, shooting star up into the heavens, have you? No, and you won't either. And I don't care about that either. But I'm telling you, there are people that have just come out of the blue and they rise right up. They're put right in front of you. They're put there to for you to discover, for them to make money off you, for them to propagandize you, for them to record your name. Now, let me explain some other things. Bill Cooper is not dead. I know that might be a shock to you, but you see, Bill Cooper's usefulness in his so-called ministry, I would call that a ministry of the devil, in a sense. Not, he did teach some important things, but he was, his inclinations and his purposes were to deceive you and to take you off the track. I explained to you how, and if you had listened to Bill Cooper long enough, you realized that he brought people onto the show and started bringing callers in. This is how he killed his own ministry, his own so-called ministry for the New World Order or for the Jews. Is the people would call in and they'd say, Bill, it's the Jews. Because you can't help but come to this conclusion. This, if you are not honest with yourself, then you would not be, you wouldn't come to this conclusion. But if you just take a good look for a little time, you'll know right away. I mean, it's as plain as the nose on their faces. Noses on their faces. So Bill Cooper was, his purpose was to deflect you from who it is. Yes, it's the visible. Remember I told you about the visible and the invisible? And the visible are the Freemasons and organizations like that, the Catholic Church, etc., etc. The invisible are the Jews. The Pope, most people don't know that many of these popes have been Jews, just like many of our presidents have been Jews. Isn't it funny that while they're visible, they're still invisible? The people didn't know or didn't care if FDR was part Jewish and if his wife was a communist and a lesbian. They didn't care. And so let's look at, you know what we've been learning, right? You know that we've been learning some things about Freemasonry and the Watchtower and seeking light and becoming illuminated, the mystery religions, and all these different things. Let's just take a little look at Jordan Maxwell. Now, Jordan, I don't know, because I left him in the dust a long time ago. I remember one of his stories, how this guy said, I'm here to protect you, and when he bent over, an Illuminati medal came out of his shirt and hung down, and Jordan was surprised when he saw this. So, let me bring this up and let's just read a little bit. The article's called Who is Jordan Maxwell by Veda General, I guess. So here it is. I'm just going to read some of this. To many in the truth movement, Jordan Maxwell has become a revered source of information. before I continue, I used to laugh a lot because people would bring Jordan Maxwell on a show and they'd treat him like he was the Pope, or that he was this totally learned man that just was incredible, and what an honor it was to speak to this filthy, dirty liar. Let's go on. Jordan Maxwell has become a revered source of information. Yeah, sure he has. Appearing many times on the Alex Jones Show, and the author of many books and videos on his own. Jordan Maxwell has been supposedly exposing the Machiavellian machinations of the global elite for many a year. Supposedly is the key there. However, what most in the truth movement have failed to realize is that they are unwittingly being led into the New World Order by Maxwell, Jones, David Icke, Alan Watt, and others. Now, I didn't know that said that because I didn't read this article. I just brought it up because I was looking about Jordanius Maximus. So it says, I will cover those others at a later time, but for now I will focus upon Jordan Maxwell. First of all, Jordan Maxwell derived his name from Jordanus Maximus, not Jordanius, Jordanus, okay, Maximus, a character created by Helena Blavatsky in her book Isis Unveiled, which Jordan Maxwell has publicly admitted in his favorite book by Blavatsky. So his favorite book is Isis Unveiled, not the Bible. By the way, this fellow is out there to destroy Christianity. I can't remember what the quote was the last time I heard a show of his, but it was he definitely said that Christ was not God type of a thing. I think he said that Christ was Lucifer. Anyway, Helena Blavatsky was the founder of the Theosophical Society in the movement known as Theosophy, which is, to quote Wikipedia, which is not a great source, but a doctrine of religious philosophy and metaphysics. Notice again, what have we been learning? A doctrine of religious philosophy and metaphysics. Number one, Christianity and Christians are against philosophy in that sense, right? But it also has metaphysics, science, linked up with it. What did I tell you about the Rosicrucians? The Rosicrucians talked about soul science, and the Masons do the same thing. Remember that the Masons are both a religion and a science? Notice again that the doctrine of Theosophy is a doctrine of religious philosophy and metaphysics. Theosophy holds that all religions are attempts by the spiritual hierarchy to help humanity in evolving to a greater perfection. Hello? Remember, 6 and 7, the number of man is 6, and the number of perfection is 7. And that's why they all use this number 13. It means that man will be perfected. It means you become God. And that each religion, therefore, has a portion of the truth. To quote Blavatsky herself, we assert that the divine, listen to this now, this is a quote from her. We assert that the divine spark in man, what have I just been talking about to you? About the lost word of Freemasonry that Deagle talked about at the end of the video, and that the doctrine or the secret doctrine of Freemasonry, that is, again, this is the same thing, Christ within. That each man has a Christ, a divine within him. You see what I'm saying? So the way Deagle had put it is Jesus Christ was on his way to becoming a Christ, and we are all on that same path. We're all on the path to becoming a Christ because we have the divine within. That is Freemasonry. That is this Luciferian doctrine that we see right here. It's exactly the same thing. I'm just pointing this out and linking it up to you. So the Christ within is the lost word, and the secret doctrine is that we all are on our way to becoming Christ. Now, this is all in the New Age. This is all in all these different churches, Mormonism, all of them. So listen to what she said again. We assert that the divine spark in man, the divine spark, electricity, light, the divine spark, you get it? Illuminism, the light bulb comes on. Prometheus, Benjamin Franklin, brings lightning and harnesses it, and it's used to enslave mankind. The divine spark in man, being one and identical in its essence with the universal spirit of our spiritual self, is practically omniscient. Practically. But that it cannot manifest its knowledge owing to the impediments of matter. Now, the more these impediments are removed, in other words, the more the physical body is paralyzed as to its own independent activity and consciousness, as in deep sleep or deep trance, hello, or again in illness, the more fully can the inner self manifest on this plane. They always talk about the planes, the seven rays. You see seven rays that are coming out of the woman who looks like a man in a dress in the harbor holding the torch. The seven rays coming out of her headband. Semiramis bringing back the mystery religions. That was given to us by French Freemasons. They have an exact duplicate of that in France. Yeah. So, you see what they're talking about, impediments. This is all a copy of the Father. He says, give me gold tried by fire. And what happens when you do that to gold or silver? You remove the dross, and it becomes a more pure silver. This is a copy of that. You understand? Now, the more these impediments, the dross is removed. In other words, the more the physical body is paralyzed, blah, 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 blah. The more that this spirit, you know, they're talking about being in a deep sleep or a trance, which is hypnotism. So this is our explanation of those truly wonderful phenomena of a higher order in which undeniable intelligence and knowledge are exhibited. While this mumbo jumbo may seem harmless enough, pay close attention to some further notes from Blavatsky. I hope you're listening now. And this is Jordan's favorite. He's in the truth movement, see? Lucifer represents life, thought, progress. Who are the progressives? Who's progress? When you talk about these Democrats and they're known as progressive politicians, what are they progressing? For everything towards the kingdom, it is digressing for us. Progress to them means to bring us into slavery. Progress to them means to shut our mouths. Progress to them means to kick the Father out of this country. Progress to them means to kill white man. You get it? In one of the Pink Floyd songs from The Wall, Roger Waters says this thing, don't help them to bury the light. Don't give up without a fight. Interesting that a fellow like him might say such a thing. I want you to think about that again. Because this is exactly, if you're trying to kill the white man, if you're trying to kill the Father, if you're trying to destroy his kingdoms on earth and want to shoot arrows at him in heaven, then you're trying to bury the light. You get it? The truth is light. Don't help them to bury the truth, he says. Don't give up without a fight. Is a fight being nonviolent, may I ask you? I don't want to say that I ascribe to violence, but I happen to know that it's the only way anything gets done, especially with these types of people. However, take that for what it's worth. What is he saying there? He's telling you what to do. He's saying, don't help them to bury the light. Don't give up without a fight. Just think about that for a while. So she says Lucifer represents life, thought, progress, civilization, liberty, independence. Really? Lucifer is the Logos, the serpent, the savior, the secret doctrine, pages 171, 225, and 255, volume 2. Another quote from her, it is Satan who is the god of our planet and the only god, from the secret doctrine. This is Jordan Maxwell's favorite book. Well, Isis Unveiled is, but let's just, this is his favorite. If that's his favorite book, I'm sure similar things are said in there, and I'm sure he loves this Blavatsky creature. Is she telling the truth here? Well, there is part of a truth. It is Satan who is the god, but she uses a upper G. That's the only thing that's not true about that part of it, that it is Satan who is the god of this planet, the little g. And she says, and the only god. But you see, we know that the Father is the only god. Understand where these people are coming from? Do you understand about the world you're living in? Theosophy, there are dogs howling outside as I'm preaching this, or I'm talking about this. I don't know if I'm preaching, but I'm talking. Listen to this one. Another quote. The celestial virgin, the moon, the Isis, you see, the celestial virgin, which thus becomes the mother of gods and devils at one at the same time, for she is the ever-loving beneficent deity. But in antiquity and reality, Lucifer or Luciferius is the name. Lucifer is divine and terrestrial, light. The Holy Ghost. Oh my God, this is blasphemy. Blavatsky must have come from the word blasphemy. And Satan at one in the same time. So she's saying he's three gods in one. The Secret Doctrine, page 539. Now let me say something. The Celestial Virgin is in the Catholic Church when you see the Mother Mary. That's not Miriam, the mother of Jesus, and the baby is not Jesus. That is the celestial virgin, which becomes the mother of gods. That child in her hand is a god. Remember, I told you about the sons of God and the daughters of men, the male and the female, the obelisk and the pool, the point and the circle. You understand? The generative principle. The pyramid up and the pyramid down. Have I wasted my time learning all these things? You see, as I'm reading this, I understand this completely, what she's saying. I know what she's saying. Of course, there might be even more that I don't understand, but I understand enough to know that this is the devil speaking, so to speak. Blavatsky was co-Freemason. Co-Freemasonry is simply a form of Freemasonry that admits both men and women as members. Therefore, Blavatsky was a Freemason. So in admitting to be an admirer of Blavatsky, Jordan Maxwell is, by extension, subscribing to Freemasonry, and I'm sure he does anyway, and to Theosophy as well. In fact, Maxwell is also caught on video admitting to have been a close personal friend of the late Freemason Manly P. Hall. That's Freemasonry's greatest philosopher. Remember in Hall's book, I've read several different things about Hall's book back in the early Saxon's Creed. Remember that he actually teaches you how to make a deal with the devil, and that when you make this deal, it means you have to sacrifice somebody once a year to keep that deal going. That ought to tell you enough about Manly P. Hall. Yeah. Yeah. Listen now, because you're going to make all sorts of connections here. Let me just remind you, Albert Pike was a Luciferian. Albert Pike said he could summon Lucifer. Albert Pike told you that Freemasonry is from the Kabbalah. So listen, Manly Palmer Hall's most noted work was The Secret Teachings of All Ages, an encyclopedic outline of Masonic, Hermetic, Kabbalistic, and Rosicrucian symbolical philosophy, published in 1928. Note that the word Kabbalistic refers to Kabbalism. It was written with a Q. Remember how I told you they hide things? So this Kabbalistic thing refers to Kabbalism, or the Kabbalah, a discipline and school of thought concerned with the mystical aspect of Judaism. Did you just hear that now? So you know now that Freemasonry is a discipline and school of thought concerned with the mystical aspect of Judaism, because the Kabbalah is of Jewish origin, not of Israelite origin, not of biblical origin, but of the Jewish origin. In other words, the Pharisees, the rabbis who practice black magic, who practice the Kabbalah, these people that do, these philanthropist Jews who pretend that they're doing good when they're really only giving to Jewish causes while they're doing the most evil in the world as well. So we see the link up between Blavatsky, Manly P. Hall, Freemasonry, and Judaism. Don't we see that? It is a set of esoteric teachings meant to explain the relationship between an eternal, mysterious creator and the mortal, finite universe. Is the universe finite, or is it infinite? So again, the Kabbalah is a school of thought concerned with the mystical aspect of Judaism. It is a set of esoteric teachings meant to explain the relationship between the eternal, mysterious creator and the mortal, finite universe. What Wikipedia doesn't tell you, though, is that this mysterious creator is Lucifer. But we all know that Lucifer is not a creator. He's the grand architect of the universe, right? Now, whether one believes in gods or devils or not is irrelevant here. I am an agnostic myself, the writer says. The point is, the global elite certainly do believe in all this, and it is from this twisted thinking that the justification for all they do is derived. If we accept that Luciferianism is, at its base, an excuse for the practice of evil in the world, and I think we can establish this based upon the many ritual sacrifices of innocent human beings. Human. See the little, you have to realize what that means. Carried out by these people in the name of their mysterious creator, Lucifer, then it follows that those who subscribe to such beliefs are very likely to be practicing evil in the world. And yes, that's so. Right? I could read this whole thing. But, I'll read this. Another figure in all of this, because we've been talking about this, is Alice Bailey, who is a British neo-theosophical occultist. Bailey was a follower of Blavatsky and was the founder of Lucifer Publishing Company in 1920, which is now known as the Lucius Trust, and it's part of the UN. Lucifer Publishing. The objectives, the company has since changed its name to Lucius Trust. The objectives of Lucius Trust remain the promotion of Luciferian thinking. Lucius Trust and his followers worship an externalized hierarchy of ascended masters, you dig, who carry out the work of Luciferian of a Luciferian master plan for the establishment of a permanent Age of Aquarius, quote-unquote, ruled by one Sanat Kumara, the Lord of the World. Now, when you see the word Sanat, you just scramble it back to Satan. It has the same letters, S-A-N-A-T. Just put the T in place of the N and the N in the place of the T, and they've made it clear who they're talking about. So, Bailey is yet another of those admired by Jordan Maxwell. This is not a simple accusation of guilt by association, for it is the ideas of these people that Maxwell has derived his own thinking from. So, that's enough of reading that article, because that's, you've gotten the crux of what's been said and what needed to be said. So you see that these people have been put up for you to discover, and you were told they were part of the truth movement. But what kind of truth does this movement really have? Do they love Christian truth? Does David Icke love Christianity? Does Jordan Maxwell love Christianity? Does Bill Cooper love Christianity? No, none of them do, really. Eustace Mullins did, because he was legitimate, as far as I'm concerned. Now, what happened with Bill Cooper? Why did they pretend they killed him? Well, obviously, everything had backfired in his face, and people were finding out it was the Jews instead of it was the Freemasons. Right? And so that's a beautiful backfire. It's wonderful. And what takes place from that? Alex Jones replaces him. This is why he was vehemently against Alex Jones. He was calling him all the things he is. Bill Cooper was a fearmonger as well. But Alex Jones is a deluxe fearmonger. But Alex Jones will not entertain anything about the Jews. I mean, for the most part, right? So he was the replacement for William Cooper. William Cooper's not dead, but William Cooper's usefulness in the truth movement is no longer needed or wanted by those who have usurped the truth movement. See, the truth movement is not what you think it is. The truth movement is a lie. For the most part, there are people that are legitimate, but can you name them on your two hands? I told you I believe Eustace Mullins is legitimate. I believe Robert Edward Edmondson, legitimate. How many others do I believe are legitimate? I don't know. Can't really answer it. I believe myself to be legitimate, but I can't, that's up to you what you believe. The difference between me and this truth movement is I name who the enemy is, but I've also given a lot of things out of original thought, so to speak, or I've given a lot of things that the other people in the truth movement haven't given in their presentations. Because of the Father, it's all glory to Him. It's not glory to me whatsoever. I'm just an orchestration of the Father. This is something He's doing, and I'm willing to capitulate. I'm more than willing, let's just put it that way, to try to get through to you, to try to help you have a relationship with Him. You notice how I'm not telling you, like Billy Graham, that we will win you to Christ and then send you back to your own church or whatever. See, I'm telling you, get away from all that and to have a relationship with the Father. That's one main difference about me. Now, I'm not here to toot my own horn. I'm just saying who is legitimate in the truth movement. We see lots of things going on, right? So you know that Alex Jones, it was a conspiracy theory that Alex Jones was backed by Jews and that this was all being done by the Jews. but it came true. Mr. Tex Mars is another interesting study, is that he said on one of his shows, and I believe the father wanted me to hear this, I've been listening to a few of his shows as of recent, and on one of them he said he was going to have a job with Texas Instruments. He knew somebody there, and he was going to be paid over $250,000 a year or whatever. And he turned that job down so he could do what he did for the next several years. I believe Tex did a lot of good works. But like all these people, they're not telling you the truth, the whole truth. They're telling you truth. And even Tex would dance around the Jew thing, but he thought that Jews could be saved. Let me just explain to you something about Tex, is that he says he studied 16 hours a day. There is no way that you can study 16 hours a day and not come to the conclusion that I've been telling you about, that the Father's name is Yahweh, that you don't use the word Lord because it means Baal. You're telling me that Tex Mars studied for over 20 years, 16 hours a day, and he never came across the fact that the Lord means Baal? You see, there's a lot of things that you don't think about. I told you that Tex was presented the information that we are the true Israel of the Bible. I will explain to you that he used to get Wickstrom's different presentations and all these things. Mr. Mars always did exposés on Mormons, Masons, all kinds of things. Jehovah Witnesses, he did that too. You know, he doesn't do big, he's a spoon feeder. He doesn't do big exposés, but he exposes everything he can, except the fact that the Father's name is Yahweh, and the fact that we don't use the term Lord, and the fact that we are the true Israel of the Bible. He was presented this information, and I told you that Wanda was the one that presented it to him, even though he knew already because he was getting those presentations. And he said, well, what about my books? See, the sad thing is Tex's own works are more important to him than telling the whole truth. What will the Father say about that? That's up to the Father. But I believe I'm telling you the whole truth, and you see that I'm not popular. You see that I haven't risen because they don't want you to know what I'm telling you. They want you to hear what these people that they're putting up for you are saying. You notice how their YouTube channels are still going, but mine was nixed. And my presentations were all over the EFR one, and that's, again, nixed. So, no, I'm not a victim. I'm just somebody that tells the truth, and they don't like the truth. They want to bury the truth, as that the words say in that song. They're trying to bury the light. Don't give up without a fight, right? So, interestingly enough, Tex, I would say, is close to being legitimate, but not close enough, because he didn't tell the whole truth, which is sort of lying. Because once one knows the truth, one has a responsibility to it. Now, the crux of this message is this. Here's what I've found out. This Fritz Springmeier character, whose name is not really Fritz Springmeier, of course, it's a bit of a mystery. We do know what his real name is in these things, but I do not believe one man could put out all these works, but anything's possible, I suppose, if this is all you do. But this is a man who seems to have lived 20 lives. And what this is, in my estimation, is like a truth Bible that was for these people that were going to usurp the truth movement to use. What I have found out, and you will find out as well, I would have never known this had I not been studying this character and his books. All the things that he tells you about, William Cooper kind of plagiarized. I don't remember him. He might have mentioned Fritz Springmeier at some point. I don't remember him mentioning Fritz Springmeier. Everything. Remember I told you that I got the spiritual king of the world thing from the Hidden Life in Freemasonry, and it was on a Bill Cooper show? Well, it comes out that this was already in Fritz Springmeier's book, Be Wise as Serpents. I've been listening to some audio files of it. I just heard it today. It was just another confirmation that everything that Bill Cooper was teaching, he was pretending. He wasn't telling you where he was getting the information from, in a sense. See, I'm telling you that I'm reading Fritz Springmeier's book. We're reading it together. I'm not saying, hey, I come up with this information and all the stuff. You understand what I'm saying? This is something that should... So you got Ralph Epperson, another one that if you tell him that it's the Jews, he's just like Bill Cooper. He jumps at the top of it. I let him go a long time ago, too. I didn't even waste much time with him. I've got some of his books, The Hidden Hand or whatever it is. But you see, these are the same things that Bill Cooper teaches. But these are all stolen from Fritz Springmeier's. In other words, it's their biblical teaching guide. Do you understand what not biblical, but their truth teaching guide. How about putting it that way? Because they were all drawing from that source. Now you say, well, Dave, you're drawing from, I'm reading from the source. I'm telling you where I'm drawing it from. I'm not doing shows and saying, I'm the one who figured this all out. I'm brilliant. I'm illumined. But I will tell you that I know that these people are shills. Bill Cooper was a shill. I believe that Fritz Springmeier was a shill. You see that he came back from jail. They put him in jail on a fraudulent bank robbery charge. And since he's been back, he's nothing like the man that was teaching and writing these books. He must have been lobotomized or something. Or told, it's time to water it down. See, he fulfilled his purpose, is what I'm trying to tell you. He was on the Alex Jones show when he got out of prison. Funny how his good friend Tex Mars never had him back on. Isn't that interesting? Or is it because Tex talks about the Jews that Fritz wouldn't go on? But let me talk about Fritz. This is a fellow that could pound through information and read through it. He had an attention span that supersedes anybody I've ever come across. I have a great attention span. It's one of my gifts from the Father. But this fellow had a big one. You're going to tell me that he hasn't looked at the Holocaust information and realized that this is not true? See, this is how I know somebody's a shill. Listen, this fellow knows about mind control programming, writes big, thick books on it, says he's delivered people from this mind control. He's written on the bloodlines of the Illuminati. He's written on the Watchtower and the Masons and all these different religions and the Catholics and all kinds of things. And, of course, he's put Hitler in there, too, and the Germans. But he hasn't come to any conclusion that the Holocaust is just a fable. Why, he believes that they could kill that many people with ovens in that short amount of time. This guy's too smart for that, folks. You understand? He's too smart not to know what I'm telling you. If Bill Cooper's audience was figuring out it was the Jews, and Eustace Mullins told me that it's the same people in all these conspiracy, and of course I know who that is, because I came to the same conclusions, and I'm sure that you, dear listener, have come to the same conclusions. You're telling me that Fritz Springmeier couldn't figure out that it was the Jews? He does not see what's going on? You see, these people are holding to this Illuminati. Dan Brown, right? You know what I'm talking about? So they're holding to this thing where the Illuminati, they don't want you to know who the Illuminati is. They just want to say, well, it's the government, or it's the Illuminati, or it's these tentacles of this beast, or the heads of the dragon, whatever you want to call it. Hitler called it the Hydra. See, everybody wants to attack the tentacles of the Hydra, but they don't want a name. They ignore the head. Who's the head of this thing? If you kill the head of the Hydra, you kill the Hydra. If you chop off its tentacles, it just grows new ones and changes the names of them. Are we communicating, you and I? I believe we are. So Mr. Springmeier is certainly not out of the question that, you know, what I'm saying is he knows who's doing what. Whether he's a Jew himself, I couldn't say. But all these people are here to deflect you from the head and to attack the tentacles. In other words, they're putting you off on rabbit holes and things that aren't as important as the main thing. For instance, when you're fighting an enemy, if you kill its leader, the enemy usually retreats. That's how it would be with the Indians. If you killed the leader of the tribe, they would turn and run. If you kill the leader of a movement, it usually dies. You understand? This is probably the most important show I've ever done. I couldn't say, but I think that what I'm telling you should resonate with you. You see, I don't believe in Benjamin Friedman. I don't believe in Myron Fagan. I don't believe in Anthony Hilder. I don't believe in Jordan Maxwell. I don't believe in Alan Watt. I don't believe in Eli James. I don't believe in Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. I don't believe in almost all of the truth movement that you see out there. Adam Green, Roger Stone, and just the names go on and on and on. Jonathan Kleck, etc., etc., etc. I don't believe in them. I don't believe in David Icke. I don't believe in William Cooper. I learned a lot from William Cooper, but now I know where he got all of his information. And I really don't believe in Fritz Springmeier either, although this information is extremely important. One, just as I have told all of you in the past, that no matter who tells you the truth, you need to read between the lines and figure out what's real. Because, like he had said, people will tell you a lot of truth, but then they'll sow in the lie with it. This is the devil's way of things. This is the devil's children's way of things. Notice how many of in the truth movement are Jews. The media pretends they are the truth movement, but they're all liars. And you see that the CIA and the FBI, Foreign by Israel, and all the rest of them are trained to be liars, and then they end up as news people in these particular venues. Like, as of recent, a lot of people from the CIA are now in, and I think that always these people were in the CIA, but let's just say a new group has come in, a new group of liars, because they need good liars in a devil's world. If you can put the word good with liar. Isn't that interesting? And so this is, you know, this is 11:22 at night here I'm talking to you. So I felt it was this important because it hit me today. Am I trying to discourage you by this? No. But even as we are few, as the remnant of Yahweh, in the truth movement, it's just as few that are real. You must realize that the devil, you know, he doesn't have to fight against the truth movement. He joins it and takes control over it and becomes controlled opposition. That's what it's all about. Unfortunately, the conclusion I come to is that we are living in a world that is extremely antichrist, more than you could ever have imagined, way more. Just as there's way more Jews than you would have ever imagined as well. That they're, instead of them being 1 or 2% of the population, they've got to be well over 50. Well over 50. I don't want to, you know, say exactly how much, but it is we who are few in number now. You know, Comparé talked about us being 6% of the population in his time, which was, you know, 60s, 70s, and he died in the early 80s. So since then, we are now about 11.5% of the population, 11.5%. Which means we've lost about, you know, 4.5%, whatever, you know, 5%-ish. But I believe that even this 11.5% are not really all white, pure white people. I think that we're less than that. So the tables have turned. The murderers have murdered. The race mixers have race mixed. The corruption has seeped in, and the world is in chaos because of it. And, of course, judgment looms because of that equation that was given to me by Yahweh, which is corruption leads to chaos, and chaos leads to judgment. That's how it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And we are in Sodom and Gomorrah right now. Yes, I do believe that there are people that would try to have sex with those angels if they were here today. In the same way they did then. But don't be discouraged. There's no reason to be fearful. When you know the Father, there's no reason to be fear. I don't fear it. I don't care. Whatever. They can only kill you once. And death is a reality in life. And so, let me quote it again. Don't let them bury the light. You've got to stand up and fight. Well, he didn't say stand up and fight, but don't give up without a fight. Don't let them bury the light. Don't give up without a fight. That's the quote. Remember I told you that the Jews want to bury everything? I was just talking about that on some fireside chats a while back, wasn't I? I was. And that's before I ever read that lyric. I just think it's very interesting. And I'm sure you do too. And so I could certainly talk more about what I've said, but you can see now that these people were drawing from Fritz Springmeier, and I'm sure that one other thing I should mention is this. They wanted me to know this was important, and I told you about this earlier in Saxon's Creed and so on and so forth. One thing that you have to pay attention to in these people that pretend they're in the truth movement, if you're even going to entertain them, which I don't want to waste my time, is that they'll tell you that the people at the bottom of the organizations don't know that Lucifer is the god and so on and so forth. And that may be true in certain things, but as I explained to you, all you have to do is see how the mafia works or the Freemasons work, etc., etc. Whether they know they're serving Lucifer or seeking Lucifer or not is not what the question is. It's the people at the bottom that do a lot of the dirty work for the organization. So they wanted me to know and wanted you to know, and I'm sure you know that you've heard this many, many times, and Fritz Springmeier is one of the originators of this. It's only the people at the top that know. The people down at the bottom of the Catholic Church don't know anything. The people in the bottom of Freemasonry don't know anything. It's just those at the top, because those people at the top get together with each other. Now, some of this is true, but the bottom of the organization often does the dirty work, and it comes down from the top, period. And so this is the truth about the truth movement. Unfortunately, again, it's a trap. In a devil's world full of liars and lies and antichrists like Jordan Maxwell, like David Icke, and all the rest of them that are antichrists, not Eustace Mullins. He has a book called My Life in Christ. And he certainly suffered for what he did, unlike these superheroes today. I want you to know that Tex Mars married Alex Jones to his Jewish wife. That means that Tex Mars has no problem with race mixers, because Alex Jones supposedly is not a Jew, but he married a Jewish woman and had Jewish children as a result. Tex, by marrying these people, gave them the blessing from the Father. You don't think he's going to pay dearly for that? I still like Tex. I'm not against Tex, but Tex is going to pay for what he did, I'm sure. May the Father have mercy on his soul. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and until next time, study to show thyself approved.